myself, and I have apologies or a leave of absence from Councillor Zombak. Public question time. Are there any questions from the public? No questions from the public?
Just read through, Mr Chair, before that, maybe I might just read the statement out.
Yep.
The statement I'm about to read will in future be included in all our agendas. It's actually a consequence of Council resolution last night to adopt a policy and procedures for audio recording of Council and committee meetings. So what will be in future contained within the agenda is the advice as follows. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. So that was contained within the policy last night
and was.
Will now become part of our standard agenda formats.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Right, now we now move on to public question time. No public question, public statement time. Anything from the public? Nothing. Move on to questions from members without notice. Any questions?
No, nothing.
Declaration by members that have given due consideration on matters contained in this paper presented herewith. Indicate, please. Yes, three love. Thank you. Confirmation of previous meetings, confirmation of minutes of the Audit and Finance Committee held on Wednesday the 10th of October. We'd like to move the adoption acceptance.
Kelly, you'll have to...
Yeah, and I'll second it because she wasn't there.
Oh, was
here? Yeah, and I'll second it.
Yeah.
Carried. Announcement by chairperson without discussion. We don't have any. Petition deputations. We don't have any. We move on to item 10 as we start with Athletic Centre 1 Kamara Stadium report for discussion. I have a couple of questions on the graphic one, if I may. It's on page 13 in the officer's recommendation of an upgrade in the kitchen facilities at the stadium. Is this being rectified? Is it still in the advance to be done?
That's still to occur, Chairman. We're still looking at establishing exactly what works we can do in the kitchen and need to do in relation to, I guess, food and beverage to be able to comply with health department regulations, so that's still a work in progress.
So you
put in place arrangements for functions to occur in the lead up to Christmas, because obviously it's extremely popular. Mm-hmm. So we have put in place in consultation with environmental health, we've put in place approval conditions that may mean that the operation of the function still complies with health regulations. We'll continue to look at what we can install in terms of sinks and dishwashers and those types of things to allow for functions.
Thank you. How do we get on to the Health Act about the preparation of food, taking it on and distributing it? Is that?
It's all covered by the Health Act in terms of preparation and clean up of foods or Health Act regs.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. In the on page 14, Graphic Aquatic Centre, is there any reason why those numbers have dropped dramatically? Any reason? 146 calorimetries recorded as compared to 184 in August. Is there any reason why that should go down?
Oh, just simply because a lot of those people were paying casually at us sort of a smelly... a small and relatively... older gym having transferred their membership across to the brand new stadium with, you know, an expanded gym and new equipment. So I mean, we've had something like 900 members sign up at the stadium since it reopened. You know, so those people were paying casually, just joined their permanent membership and moved across to the stadium.
Thank you. In your financial report there, I noticed that as anticipated, the stadium was well and truly down. Was there any financial benefit made when we closed the stadium and we made permission for others to utilise the services of the stadium. We have transferred some of it to the aquatic centres. Is there any financial adjustment made in that direction?
Chairman, there will be. We're just negotiating that with the YMCA. What we know is that what was agreed to by council in terms of when the contract started with the YMCA didn't occur because the stadium closed and they operated from JD Hardy for a period of time. So we're negotiating that with the YMCA now, just in terms of exactly what that means financially for the contract this year, and that'll be reported at the mid-year budget review.
Thank you. And on page 17, at the stadium, there's a hole in the wall. Has that been repaired? It was originally repaired in the 16th. Has it been done?
I honestly can't answer that question.
Follow it up for him. The page 19, with regard to car park security lights, has that been rectified or is that still outstanding?
No, it's been rectified.
Right, so I noticed the other one has, but has the car park been done?
Is this for Grantwick or Stadium?
Grantwick. Could somebody give me a bit of information on exactly what is the Gecko founder? Who is he?
Gecko is a exercise program for young children to try and encourage young children to be more active. So the Gecko program started at the stadium a few weeks ago. It's basically a 2 to 3 times a week program where kids, I think, from about 5 to 12 come along and do a range of fun exercise activities. I think they had 60 kids turn up to the first session, so far better than we had imagined it would go.
That's very surprising.
Those sessions are very popular. Totally.
With the page 21, with the KPIs on the various areas, did we work out the KPIs for YMCA? Did we give them to adopt?
Chairman, we did adopt a range of KPIs as part of the appointment of the YMCA, adopted by council. I did mention earlier that we're sort of, this is the transition from the old style reporting, which was just sort of numbers and dollars, we're into the new KPI reporting. All of the KPI reporting in accordance with the contract will be in place for the mid-year review. This is sort of the transition.
Excellent, thank you. I noticed even with some of the opening, not opening of the stadium, it's keeping pretty well within its financial budget anyhow, so that was good.
Certainly the numbers through the door for all the programs, memberships, far exceeded what we would expect.
Yeah, it's amazing. With the page 27 on the, I think it must be the Grantwick Hall. Is that a significant amount of money to be spent on water expenses? Does that come in seasonal, or is that additional? That's certainly a large amount for the one quarter.
We've had an issue to resolve, I guess, in relation to the water. What we established sort of last year was that the meter which has been read for Grantwick is actually watering all of the civic gardens as well, and we're just now sort of working back to establish how to split that account better than we're putting in some submeters, and submeters have gone in, so so this is a bit of a correction that needs to happen because of some old metering.
The annual rates, water rates account to be in there as well as water usage. Is that just for the first quarter?
Well, I move on to the next one, which I haven't got any comment on. That's the financials of GM Services.
I'll go question first. How are we going with the modifications to the entrance door for disabled access to the stadium?
Chair, I understand that they now have a system that can be installed. I'm not sure if you're retiring and giving an idea to the
room. No, I'm not. It's going to happen.
Right.
It was just a new electronic system. So the delay was...
So how's it work?
It was a push button. Similar to what you have at JD Hardy, and exiting JD Hardy, you just push the button and the doors will open automatic.
Wow. Okay,
great. Same doors or are they new doors?
No, I have to use
the same doors. Use existing doors. Oh, okay. We just install the system whereby you push the button and the doors will open. But we had to do the obviously, because it also adds an emergency exit.
Yep.
So any modifications that we needed to not mess around with the emergency exit system as well. So that's why it's taking a little bit of time.
When those works are complete, can we get some media out of that?
Sure, absolutely.
Can we get a timeline back along those lines? So when would the committee when it's expected?
Committee's not going to meet again for a few months.
Probably an email to all councils.
We had planned to do a media release because obviously we've got a little bit of negative PR about that, so we could get on the front foot with a media release around that so you see that.
Oh,
I'm
happy to move the officer's
recommendation.
I'll second
it. So moved, seconded. All those in favour? Carried. We move on to the Business Centre Quarterly Review of the Officer's Recommendation, page 31. I move the adoption. If they sent it, no points of clarification?
No,
Mr. Chairman. Moved, seconded. All those in favour? Information carried. Move on to the Courthouse Gallery Quarterly Review. So this is a very comprehensive review, I might add.
Yeah, it's all it's been planned,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
It's a big tick for that, Bob.
Well done, Gordon.
We've done it within inside the budget too, you'll notice. Yeah. Is that the two codes or one?
I'm happy to move that.
Thank you. All those in favour, carried. Okay, we move on to 10.1.4, community funding. I have a pecuniary interest on this, and I'd like to read the following with regard to item 10.1.4. Regarding the donations funding applications, I disclose that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception or impartiality matter may be affected. I declare that I'll consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Yes. I would like to move an amendment to the resolution, if I may. I'd like to include the application for the turf club for the refund of the hire of the tractor, not for any other expenses at all, just for the hire of the tractor, as outlined in the application.
So how much is that exactly?
$4,000. That's the tractor hire. And it states in here the overtime expenses, they are all paid for by the turf club. All the wages are paid by the turf club, they're not paid by the shire.
So it's like a new part J?
Yes, please.
I have a question in relation to that. Does the council not do anything at the turf club in relation to equipment by that?
This is the pull of the tractor round.
Oh, okay.
So Chairman,
it costs $4,000.
Yes, over the season, 6 days.
Chairman, if I can just clarify, I guess, for the benefit. This was a little bit of one that was silent in terms of the community donations policy.
Yeah.
The policy didn't actually address how we consider an individual donation application when there are other expenditure by council at that particular for that particular site or for that particular club. So this was a little bit of an unusual situation. We didn't really have a clear black and white answer in relation to the existing policy.
Thank you.
Would that therefore then, the amended resolution, come into question for other applicants in this list, including Form and others who already have funding allocated from the town?
We do. We do all the maintenance on all the recreation. We pay for all.
Chairman, through you, I'm not sure would relate the same in relation to the application form. The donation application that they've submitted is for artistic development initiatives, and that is specifically covered as part of their contract responsibilities. For the fee that they are paid for the contract management of the courthouse gallery. So it was fairly clear, I think, in that situation that they're paid as part of their contract to cover those types of activities.
If we have an additional item here put in by Councillor Howard, that J comes in to put it into Club B, included in this approval.
For the tractor portion.
Tractor hire,
that's all they've asked for.
Yep. So we will need a clarification on the amount we requested.
So we'll take the clarification as is. Council funding this request is a contribution of $4,080.
But that's said for tractor and staff overtime expenses.
We would then amend point one within the resolution to say allocate funding of $18,600.
Correct. Yep.
And 80?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, because that's the amount there.
For $80.
That's the amount in the request for funding. But
I thought we were just getting $4,000.
Yeah.
You can handle 80 bucks.
Well, just a clarification. If we're talking about for plant hire of tractor, right, and staff overtime.
No, we're not. It's wrong. We're not including staff overtime at all.
That's right. Why I'm asking whether the 4,080 requested.
I've only moved a motion of 4,000.
Yeah. That's purely for the tracker. There's no wages over time in that.
That's right. It's just that the application reads for the hire. Contractor and staff overtime.
Yeah, I clarified that. There's no staff cost in that at all, except the grader.
Chairman, if I can go ahead to clarify one other matter as well. So we need to clarify whether are we talking just about 4,000 or 4,000 and that
4,000.
4,000.
So point number one would read allocates funding of $18,600.
Yep.
The rest of the resolution says the same. There would be a new part J. Under the policy, we can only allocate a maximum of $2,000, so we would need to, if the $4,000 is intended by the committee, we would need to say that that council allocates to the Port Hedland Turf Club $2,000 cash and $2,000 in kind.
I thought we could do $4,000 in kind.
No, $2,000 under the policy.
I thought it was $2,000. Well, okay, we'll give you a cash.
How
are
we
in
kind?
Oh, it's in the case of the fact
that
that'll go into
the revenue.
Revenue
goes straight back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So internal transfer.
Yeah.
From the donations account
to the check the hire.
Yes. Can I ask a point of clarification? Yes. One is the budget.
Yep.
So that'll take us over the budget.
Correct.
Based on the budget applications on page 53.
Yep.
And two, for all of these, how do we actually understand what those clubs' current cash balance in their own bank account is before providing town for hidden funds?
We don't.
You've got to supply it with.
Under the existing, so I think we've, through the chair, we have had a conversation about the urgent need to review and amend just some tweaking of the policy, and that will come to council. As part of the donations process, we don't actually, the policy doesn't request that the club provide financials.
From my perspective, I'm unsure why we're giving local government funds away without understanding whether the club's got $50, $100, or $500,000 in the bank. So that process certainly needs to be reviewed from my perspective.
Well, I don't think any of my own personal perspectives. None of these organisations would be asking for assistance if they had money in the bank. I don't think any organisation has got money in the bank to my knowledge. It's still my opinion. We'd have a resolution here moved and seconded. Is there anyone against the resolution?
Well, just first, so in terms of the budget implications and the GL accounts, that just affects this quarterly round.
Next
budget review.
Reduce
you'll be back to amendment in the next one. You happy with that?
Yep.
Is that okay?
No.
All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Page 142.
Someone's got to get there.
Except
here I am. Yeah. Okay, on page 142, I think we've had a discussion as far as the as regards the concern. I have expressed my concern regarding an additional $7 million. I still maintain that actually, in my own personal opinion, would like to send Mr. Thurden to such time as we had an audit report, but aims and practice, we won't have one before Christmas. We have no other alternative but then to suggest and recommend the officer's recommendation as it's written. Does someone like to get that?
Yes. Yes.
Move in second, Councillor Howard. All those in favour? Motion carried. Later items referred by chairperson, that is nil. Motion with please notes have been given is nil. We don't have any confidential items. And we have any application for leave of absence?
No, thank you.
None? No. Good. Closure. I declare the meeting closed at 4:25. Thank you all very much for your patience and for your attention. Sorry, it's a little late.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Eva.
In the future, how the process of donations, wouldn't we normally look to do those leading up to budget? Incorporate them into budget?
We have two
quarterly balance.
One is anything that in excess of $6,000 goes through a budget strategy, and it's like 4.